Welcome. You're listening to Mark Olsey and the Pledge Talk blogcast. I post regularly on three topics: healthy communication, conflict prevention and resolution, and the accompanying relational culture that is critical for both. I write so that marriages and families can have rich conversations and grow strong, so that friendships can deepen, so that churches can experience community that transforms, and so businesses can develop a safe environment for all to communicate openly with respect, thereby resulting in greater productivity. I hope you enjoy and learn much. Thank you for listening to the Pledge Talk blogcast, because what you say and how you say it really matters. Lately, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the importance of culture to Pledge Talk. I'm excited about what is to come. It promises to bring a whole new level of health to our relationships. Webster defines culture as the customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. Also, the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that characterizes an institution or organization. Let's take that apart some. What customary beliefs do you hold about relationships? Are relationships supremely important to you, or only nominally? Do you believe relationships just happen, or do you intentionally work to build them? And what relationships are most important to you, and why? Now, what about the social forms in your marriage or family? Does everyone feel equally valued, whether they be male or female, adult or child, young or old? When you speak to a child, do you ask him to look up to you, or do you kneel down to look at him at eye level? Is time spent together in work and play, or more in one or the other? And how about the shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices of your home, your church, or in your workplace? What are they? Is it okay to feel? How about showing feelings? What is okay and what is not? Is every comment or question seen as important? How is that made evident? Who does what? How is that decided? Is there a detailed picture in everyone's mind about the type of interactions that are expected in the group? It is highly likely that you and I have thought about questions such as these, at least on a subconscious level. It is far less likely that we have considered answers to these and other questions in an effort to deliberately build a healthy culture in the relationships we value. In doing so, the potential for positive impact is unending. Interestingly, each of us has a sense of what we want to experience in our relationships. Rarely, however, have we defined for ourselves, let alone to others, what we want those experiences to be. Stop and think with me. There are various sets of relationships we might have in life: a marriage, a family, an exercise group, a committee, or team at work. What do you like or dislike about any of the groups that you are a part of? Answering that will also help you to define the kind of culture you most want in your relationships. Do you remember the saying, everything you need in life you learn in kindergarten? My daughter, who teaches kindergarten, works hard to live up to that claim. One of the most important values she brings to her classroom is to create a culture where everyone learns to love each other well. Each year, she creates a social contract discussing with her children, how do you want me, the teacher, to treat you? Here's how I, the teacher, would like you to treat me. And how do we want to treat each other? My daughter is teaching her children about culture in a group setting and training them how to live out that culture in a way that would benefit all. Think about the impact this is having on each of these children's lives. For the rest of their lives, each child is being taught about the value of relationships and the positive difference that each one of them can make in a group by the ways in which they relate to each other. Imagine five-year-olds learning what we need to be learning as adults. What difference would it make if time was spent in our marriages or around the family dinner table or in a team meeting or small group asking similar social contract questions of each other? Then imagine the difference if we not only heard what each person values in relationships, but we all sought to live out those values with each other. It's huge. Okay, There's more I'll be sharing in future posts, but for now, take some time to reflect on what I've just spoken. What do you like or dislike about the groups which you are in currently? Describe the ideal relational culture you would like to experience. And finally, what is one thing you will do today to start creating that culture? Share it with us all below on the blog so we can learn this together. You have been listening to Mark Olsey and his latest blogcast. Go to pledgetalk.com where you can sign up for this blog and take Mark's online course, 6 Steps for Healthy Communication and Preventing Conflict. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Pledge Talk blogcast, because what you say and how you say it really matters.